This is Jim McLean in the Kansas Senate. The same movement to the middle evident in the House leadership elections could be seen here as well. Conservative Republican Susan Waigel from Wichita was elected to a second term as Senate president, but she needed moderate votes to put her over the top against the more conservative Ty Masterson of Andover. Waigel says she's eager to get to work on the state's budget problems.
I predict we will get down to business rather quickly. Everyone who ran for office is well aware that the public wants a balanced budget.
A newcomer to leadership, Senator Jeff Longbein easily defeated Wichita conservative Gene Sullentrop for vice president. The vote was 23-6.
I was extremely surprised by the overwhelming support that I got. I anticipated a little closer race.
Longbein, an Emporia car dealer and six-year Senate veteran, isn't squarely in either the moderate or conservative camps. But he's more moderate than his predecessor and will likely have more authority over committee assignments and the Senate's debate calendar. Senator Jim Denning of Overland Park faced no opposition for majority leader. Denning is a conservative, but he has inched more to the center in recent years, enough that he's talking about raising taxes to help erase the budget's red ink and restore some of the money siphoned from the highway fund.
Like a lottery tax, I can see that being entertained. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody looked at another cigarette tax. And I wouldn't be surprised if we entertained a 5-cent gas tax.
Denning was among the first Republicans to criticize the income tax cuts championed by Governor Sam Brownback. That set him apart and helped him survive in a year when several conservative incumbents didn't. The shift to the center was also evident in another leadership election.
Congratulations, Senator Schmidt, for winning Assistant Majority Leader.
It was redemption for Senator Vicki Schmidt from Topeka. She was the only moderate Republican targeted in 2012 who wasn't swept away by that year's conservative tidal wave. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.